Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We'll continue our assassination coverage in a minute, Lee, but I got to get to this first, okay? Because I don't think anyone on our side realizes what just happened. Kamala Harris went for her first solo interview over the weekend. A lot of it's been overshadowed. She's glad for that, believe me, by the second assassination attempt, which means now Kamala Harris has done as many interviews as Trump has done assassination attempts.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm about to play for you would never be acceptable from Donald Trump. The media would go wild. She shows up in Philly. She does an interview on a station called Action 6. It's supposed to look like she's talking to a random local reporter. I'll tell you in a minute why that's not true. Okay, as we roll into the weekend, we find out the two ABC News debate moderators...
Yeah.
Prepped for the debate as if they were going to be in it, watching old speeches or, you know, watching Trump's speeches, watching Trump's other debate performances, preparing rebuttals and fact checks for him and not for her. Something of a scandal. They actually admitted this. This bounced around all day on Friday. It was outrageous. As they allowed her to lie and lie and lie and lie. And never corrected her once, but came prepared even to the point of calling up city officials in Springfield, Ohio, so they could have another story.
Well, sorority sisters have got to stick together, Tara.
Yeah, they do. Okay. So she does this first interview. And I went, wow. First thing I noticed as a reporter, you notice when I interview, I don't let anybody get away with lying to you. If I know they're lying to you or they're not answering the question, you know what I do. I come back and I follow up, right? Yeah, this absolutely. Guy didn't follow up once. Who does he work for? Glad you asked. That would be Dana Walden. Wait, ABC Action News 6 Philadelphia. Who owns that station? The local television news station. Disney? Wait a minute. So who's ultimately in charge for her first interview?
Yeah,
the same woman who brought you David Muir and the slanted, now highly controversial, totally fixed debate. Answers to Dana Walden. Who's Dana Walden again? Oh, one of Kamala Harris's best friends. Fundraised for her campaign at her house. Dana Walden's husband is good friends with Doug Elmhorf, who's, of course, Kamala Harris's husband, and Dana introduced Kamala and Doug.
So I'm sure these folks are all completely objective.
Totally. So when you listen to this ridiculous interview, and even with all of that, okay, this is the only way she can handle an interview, which is a scandal in itself. Can you imagine if I was talking about Trump right now and Trump would only go on a station completely controlled by his best friend?
Yeah.
Do you know the mockery the media would set him up for? He'd deserve it.
Yeah.
Anybody would. Now ask yourself, as you hear this idiocy, and this reporter clearly selected by ABC for his propensity not to ask follow-up questions, ask yourself this. She can't handle a controlled environment. What will she do versus Xi, Chairman Xi, or Putin, or North Korea, or anybody? Can this woman even handle Cuba? I don't know. But it's bad. Everybody in the country needs to handle this question. Okay, she's being given hear this question, Lee. She's being given a second chance. The biggest mistake she made in that debate was the first question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are the American people better off? She wouldn't answer. So here's them giving her a second chance to get this right. Listen to the mess she made.
When we talk about bringing down prices and making life more affordable for people, what are one or two specific things you have in mind for that?
Well, I'll start with this. I grew up a middle class kid. My mother raised my sister and me. She worked very hard. She was able to finally save up enough money to buy our first house when I was a teenager. I grew up in a community of hardworking people, you know, construction workers and nurses and teachers. And I try to explain to some people who may not have had the same experience, you know, but a lot of people will relate to this. You know, I grew up in a neighborhood of folks who were very proud of their lawn, you know, and I was raised to believe and to know that all people deserve dignity. And that we as Americans have a beautiful character. You know, we have ambitions and aspirations and dreams, but not everyone necessarily has access to the resources that can help them fuel those dreams and ambitions. So when I talk about building an opportunity economy, it is very much with the mind of investing in the ambitions and aspirations and the incredible work ethic of the American people and creating opportunity for people, for example, to start a small business.
Okay. The question was, what are one or two specific ways to bring down prices and make life affordable for Americans?
This is a woman who could strike out at a T-ball pitch thing situation there. I mean, ball clearly on the tee right in front of her. All you got to do, swing the bat at it. Missed. Struck out again.
What does this tell you? She doesn't give a damn about dealing with prices or inflation. And if you elect her, it's going straight up through the roof. The same policies are going to be in effect. Because think about this. Her only idea before for this was Soviet-style price controls. Which even the media was like, dude, that's like Stalinist. You can't do that. So she can't say that anymore. So she has nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing but a pre-programmed answer that has been run through the opinion sessions of their whoever her handlers are. I mean, that's what this is.
Yep.
It is more word salad about something that, I mean, this woman can talk forever and say absolutely nothing.
She is a shell, is what she is. She is a shell for whoever actually ran the Biden administration to stay in power. And we know it wasn't Biden. Everybody knows that. They've pulled it. And even majorities of Democrats didn't think at times that Biden was running the White House. She's a shell, too. Here's what else she's hiding. And nobody nailed this better than Donald Trump in that 10 seconds from the debate, Lee. And I thought this was one of his most brilliant lines of the night.
It will be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's doing that really whack job face when he says that.
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching this, like me and my 12-year-old were snuggled up under the blanket. You know, we're watching this. And he's just a kid. He turns to me and he's like, Mom, her face is weird. So even he could get it, right?
Yeah.
And she's sitting here giving him a skeptical look. But you notice something. She never denies it.
No.
Does she?
Well, she can't.
She never denies that her father is a Marxist. She can't. Why? In the 1970s, late 60s and 70s, there were violent Marxist protests on a lot of these Ivy League campuses, including Stanford, right, where her dad was a professor. One of the demands they made of the faculty was that there was no Marxist professor in the economics department. They were demanding a Marxist professor. It was one of a long list of things that they wanted. They were open communists. So guess what? Stanford finally capitulated and hired a Marxist professor. Her dad.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad. Now, when he wasn't indoctrinating kids like her in Marxism in college, what was her dad doing? He was an advisor to the Jamaican government, an economic advisor. What did he try? Price controls.
Yeah.
What did it lead to?
Rapid inflation and hunger, yeah.
It's the only part of her agenda she didn't copy from Trump. She took it from her daddy, the Marxist professor. And that is why she can't answer the question of what she would do, because you'd be so horrified, you'd run from her screaming with your hair on fire. And it's not just me, Lee. I mean, remember the reaction of the media to the price controls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was bipartisan condemnation. I mean, it was...
it was CNN.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all of the... Even the mainstream left-wing media was going nuts over it.
Pointing out, hey, this was legit actually tried in Stalin's Russia and millions of people died. By the way, it didn't work out in Jamaica either. You could Google it for yourself. People went hungry. They never reached the point of starvation because they ended the disaster policy. But the shelves were empty. Yeah. Black markets were full and people were hungry. She's so, and you know what is so evil about this woman? There's no way she missed the outcome of her daddy's price controls and the pain it caused in Jamaica. Food lines for food. And she looks at that and goes, I want this for America. Something's wrong with somebody like that. This isn't just a political disagreement. You saw how it worked and you want to try it here. Why? You want to cause people pain? Like your dad did? Yeah, that's what I want. I'm going to do what my dad did. All right, well, you need to go deal with your daddy issues over in a corner. We need a real leader.
Yeah. Well, how about some real policies?
Yeah.
I mean, we still have no definitive real policies about anything.
And she can only get through an interview with Dana Walden's help. Watch this. Let's see if the next interview she does is an ABC affiliate too. I bet you it will be. Yeah. Owned by Disney, just like this one, where the reporter knows no follow-up questions or your career gets it, buddy. His job is literally not to ask her follow-up questions. And I'm going to thread this interview through the rest of the show. I know the number one topic is obviously assassination attempt, but we can't miss this. Whew. God help this country if she gets elected. Truly, God help this country if she gets elected.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How many times does Trump have to survive an assassination attempt before this starts to look strange to the American people? This isn't happening to Democrats. Not happening to Joe. Not happening to Kamala. It's almost as if Kamala and Joe have no connection of any kind to the Department of Homeland Security or the Secret Service. Oh, wait a minute. Buck stops with Joe. Doesn't it? And the media are not curious at all about that. Are they? Folks, can you imagine if Trump was the president and this happened to whatever Democrat was running against him? Ask yourself how the media would be treating Donald Trump if Kamala Harris was the victim of attempted assassinations and he was in charge. It would be wall-to-wall coverage accusing Trump of murder. We need to see Harris and Walz called to the mat for this, and Joe Biden too. All Joe's got to do is tweet, oh, I hope he survives. I'll give him some more protection. Yeah. And the media's like, okay, sure, yeah. There's no connection. But you know what? Rest assured, something. The American people are seeing this. The American people are seeing this, and every day more people take the red pill. I can feel it. I see it. I sense it in my gut. As it gets weirder and weirder. It's honestly as if the Biden-Harris administration isn't running the administration. It has no connection to the performance of the Secret Service at all. And the left wants Trump dead. Did you see the trends on X? Within 2 hours of the assassination attempt being reported, Trump is Hitler was trending. The left did that on X. Where, by the way, they have free speech rights. Do whatever they want. Say whatever they want. Must be nice. They have it everywhere. We only have it on X. But just so everyone is aware of the level of hate here, this guy, Ryan Ruth, repeated line for line the mainstream Democrat Party talking points about democracy is on the ballot. He said in his post, Trump wants to make Americans slaves again. Listen to this post by him, and then I'm going to play you the audio. Your campaign, talking to Kamala Harris, no, I'm sorry, it was Joe Biden at the time, was still the nominee. Your campaign should be called something like KADAF, Keep America Democratic and Free. Trump's should be MASA, Make American Slaves Again, Master. Democracy is on the ballot. We cannot lose. We cannot afford to fail. The world is counting on us to show the way. Now listen to them. He's repeating their talking points.
What, in your view, constitutes the primary threat to freedom and democracy at home?
Donald Trump.
Trump is a existential, urgent threat to our democracy.
They're running against democracy.
He's willing to sacrifice our democracy.
Casting former President Trump as a threat to democracy.
Donald Trump is a great threat to our democracy.
How bad is it, though? The best supercut I've ever heard came from Eric Erickson. This, imagine hearing this. You're already off kilter, a little crazy, and you've already written in your book that you think assassination's a good idea to deal with the problem. And you subsist on a steady news diet of this crap that I'm about to play for you. Let's hit it.
You can't imagine the things that he's going to do. Mexico, Canada. We can't go to Canada because eventually Canada will become annexed to America.
And shoot visitors to the White House.
Yeah, that means he can shoot the First Lady.
We're going to see violence the likes of which we didn't even see on January 6th.
Make it illegal to run against him, to throw his opponents in jail, to shut down the media.
He will make himself into the Fuhrer, and he will make everybody raise their hand and salute him.
Using martial law against the American people.
Terminate the Constitution.
Rewrite the Constitution.
Create mass internment camps.
Throw everyone into Gitmo.
Might be sent to jail, or their rights might be suppressed, especially minority groups in society.
You might have any number of things happen to you and your family.
Every one of us, our freedom, our liberty, none of us is safe.
He's going to have people around him executing against an enemy's list.
Assassinate generals.
Ordering troops to attack American citizens.
Trump's very well-armed and extremist base will try to kill people.
He's going to basically burn the house down.
He will unravel the institutions of our democracy.
Draw similarities between Mussolini and Hitler.
Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini.
Makes Donald Trump even more dangerous.
Wants to take away your vote. Senate and the House are immediately going to be paralyzed.
People will begin in their minds to censor themselves. They might say, well, maybe I shouldn't say this.
This is the end of democracy. Yeah.
I think that could be the end of our democracy.
But democracy is dead if Trump is reelected.
Cozy up to Putin that democracy will be at risk.
The absolute destruction of the Justice Department as we know it.
The Justice Department could be entirely transformed.
I am really concerned about that.
Every person who was associated with the attempted coup elevated in the administration.
He's reelected. He will curb transgender rights.
The end of the rule of law.
Arrest political opponents.
To persecute, not prosecute, but persecute his enemies.
Take a wrecking ball to the rule of law.
He's going to make the law. Everyone else will have to follow.
A vote for Donald Trump may mean the last election that you ever get to vote in.
To go after the independent and free parts of American civic life.
He would tear down our institutions.
Purge the government of employees.
Department by department effort to weaponize the powers of the government.
To use the military to quash protests.
Ridding the government of all democratic safeguards.
Junking American democracy as we have always known it.
That he would try to stay in office beyond a second term. That he would never leave office.
There's no question. Trump is reelected. He won't leave.
Donald Trump will never leave office voluntarily.
And what that means is that everybody who wants us to remain a republic.
Morons, he already left office voluntarily. The IQ level here. But see, when did these show? This has been them for the last two, three years. But when did they start shooting? The crazy, deranged liberal sheeple. When did they start shooting? It was after the media lied to them about the Supreme Court immunity hearing, you know, ruling that Trump was now a dictator. He could shoot whoever he wants. Listen to how much worse than that it got.
It's almost like a license to thug in a way. Like, you can do whatever you want.
What matters is that the other guy wants to be a king, and this court has said, yes, you are a king, and we are the king's hand.
Did the court just say, yeah, you can assassinate a political rival?
No, but they told them that.
People are exploring options to live in other countries if they think they could be targeted for prosecution by Donald Trump, because targeting you or targeting me or targeting Andrew would be an official act based on today's decision.
This is a death squad ruling. This is a ruling that says that as long as you can construe it as an official or quasi-official act, you can do absolutely anything.
It's a crock. Absolute crime. The immunity has been in place since the founding. There have been many rulings on it with no effect whatsoever. Anyway, folks, coming up, are you a weather junkie? Do you check your weather app a couple times a day? Doesn't work anymore, does it? Not like it used to. Something's wrong with the weather. Something's wrong with the weather app. Coming up, something you will only hear here. Why can't they get the weather right anymore? Have you noticed it? It's freaking me out. I've been trying to find an answer. I might have found one with our next guest. Coming up next. You notice something's wrong with the weather? Okay, not the weather itself, but the weather reports. They don't work anymore. Now, if you're only a casual observer of weather reports, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. If you're a gardener, if you're a hiker, if you're someone like me who just is totally dialed into the weather, you realize something. A couple months ago, it broke. It broke. Used to be for many, many years, you could look at the weather report. Yeah, and if you want to know what's going to happen Saturday, right? On Monday, and you get a general trend. It's going to rain. Okay, we don't know what hours it's going to rain or how hard, but we know it's probably pretty much going to be raining on Saturday. By about Thursday or Friday, you could nail down exactly what hours. Okay, well, I'm going to get the kids early to the pool with their friends in the morning because it's going to rain by 1. You could pretty much tell that by Thursday evening. How precise our weather was, but it's not anymore. Have you noticed? I've been seeing all kinds of conspiracy theories about it online, but nobody's quite explained it. It's to the point now where they can't tell the weather anymore. Have you noticed? Like, it's Saturday morning and I can't even plan my day because I don't know what the weather's going to be. They're telling me it's going to be raining outside, 70% chance. 2 hours later, it's sunny. And they're literally, the weather people are changing the weather in real time as it's raining when it was supposed to be sunny or sunny when it's supposed to be raining. What is going on? So I called my favorite recovering meteorologist, Tony Dale. You also know him from Common Sense Retirement Planning. Before that, he was a meteorologist. So now he forecasts finances before he forecasted weather. Tony, what is going on?
Well, first, before I start, let me just say, thank you for coming out to our rally for freedom in Columbus. And I was right on the weather. They canceled Hogback Mountain Days, the football games. And I said, no, it's not going to rain. And we had a good day, didn't we?
We had a great day. But, I was reading all week. Oh, because it was like they had it like 70% rain at one point. It's a perfect example. I spoke and it was sunny when I was done. It
well,
did
let's
drizzle.
Get to why, which yeah. is the question you're asking is what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
And there is something going on. Okay, so let's understand, first of all, that all of the weather on Earth is the result of the energy from the sun interacting with the water vapor, the water on the Earth, and what happens to it. That's what creates, and so that creates differences in pressure, which in turn create what we call weather. Now, there's something that's been going on with the sun that is very concerning, because the fluctuations in the solar activity are what affect our climate more than anything else. And we have been seeing incredible increases in the average number of sunspots, way more than have been predicted. In fact, we haven't seen anything like this since 2001. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. Just a month ago, they were talking, oh, we're going to get only half as many sunspots. Well, they've been growing at an exponential rate over the last couple of months. Now, the reason this matters is that all of the energy that the sun is projecting down to the Earth, as I mentioned, is what's creating weather. And I have to say this. It's important to differentiate between weather, which is what's happening now and what may happen in a couple of days, and climate, which is the history of weather and these giant cycles. So understand that the sun itself has an 11-year solar maximum and solar minimum cycle. So we are heading toward a peak in what they call the solar maxima. But the reason this matters so much is that there are also these very long-term cycles in the sun. They're the short duration 11-year cycles, but then there are these big ones. Well, so every now and then, if you go back and look at climate history, you find out that we've hit periods where you've heard of the Ice Age. That's a period where the sun just basically shut down, putting down an energy, and the world was freezing. We had a repeat of that in the 1700s, what they call the Little Ice Age. Conversely, we've had periods where Eric the Red was able to build green vineyards in what is Greenland, which is now an ice sheet. I say this only to tell you that I think we perhaps are looking at the beginning of a coincidence of both a short and long duration solar cycle, which could be in fact the beginning of a very unstable weather condition, meaning that all the weather models, which are based on the shorter duration of climate history, are going to be inaccurate more frequently. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because all of a sudden my weather's broken and it's not working. When is the weather app going to work? I think is what people want to know again. I'm like, when am I going to be able to plan my Saturday?
Okay, let me answer it this way.
Okay.
This may seem kind of a broader way to look at it, but we have come to accept the hierarchy of experts. It's new priestly class. Whether you're talking about weather prediction, economics, medicine, hello, COVID, politics, you name it, we started to rely on mathematical models as if they're the be-all and end-all of everything, which, as you've seen, because you talk about it as I do, a lot in the world of economics, they miss it. It's shocking how
yes.
Well, it's happening. The same is true with meteorology. So if I've, as a former weatherman, I've got in the habit of saying, look, I'm going to tell you what it looks like it's going to do. But the fact is, if you get out more than about 3 days, it's pretty much gets to be more of a coin toss. That I was saying that back in the 90s.
Yeah.
When we weren't going through this anomalous situation on the sun. Now, there's another thing, and I want to put this in because this is incredibly important to consider. It's not just the weather that's being affected by the solar cycle. It's also seismic activity. Do you know that last week there were 900-plus earthquakes in California and Nevada? Last year we had the Hunga Tonga volcano go off, which had a tremendous effect on weather. And yet the climate crazies, who the Weather Channel, all the rest of them, would like us to believe that they can tell us what the weather is going to do over the next several decades. Think of the absurdity of it. We can't even trust the models to be right for a few days out, and yet we're being told we're supposed to believe this mathematical modeling is going to be accurate, even though it's been disproven over the last several decades from what it said was going to happen. I don't know about you. Al Gore seems to have been pretty wrong to me.
Sure was. And you know what I think underlies all this, though, Tony? Something you said. You said, the weather is affected so much by the fluctuation in solar activity. Well, the right and accepted climate scientists, the ones who are actually wrong, refuse to even acknowledge that. And so that's why their models, like you're saying, are wrong, and they're going to miss something big. And again, three days out, sure, it's hard to tell the weather, but they're not getting the weather right this afternoon anymore, and it's on a day-to-day basis. It's incredible. But so you're telling me all these earthquakes are connected to the same phenomenon too?
Absolutely. A lot of people don't realize that the solar activity has a tremendous impact on seismic activity as well. And so that is another thing that you need to be watching. California, how long have they been talking about the big one out there?
Yeah.
They've had a bunch of earthquakes. We had some here in South Carolina.
Yeah, I know.
And this is happening worldwide. The seismic activity has been going up. I've just got to quote the Bible on this one. This is it seems so appropriate. There will be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in various places. In the latter times, I'm going, wow, I'm seeing the Bible lining up with what's happening on my news screen.
Tony Dale, you are freaking me out. I just want to know why my weather app won't work. And now we're knee deep in the Bible.
Was that a cogent explanation?
Yes.
I didn't want to get too deep in the weeds, but people have to understand it isn't CO2. It isn't man. The systems and weather are so complex, and they're based on what has happening in the sun and the response of what happens on Earth with the water vapor. And I'll give you one last thought. This is fascinating. The way that God designed the system, do you know it's called the hydrological cycle? The same amount of water that existed when the Earth began is the same amount of water that's here. No more, no less. All it is the constant recycling of water, evaporating, raining, and coming back down, creating rivers
everything.
And so forth.
And my manager is going to absolutely kill me because I am 3 minutes over the
deadline. I'm sorry, I went over.
What, will you want to come back and talk about this another time? Like we have more hour time in the 9 o'clock hour? Because this is fascinating.
Any old time.
Okay.
You know me. I approach every subject with an open mouth.
And mine. Tony Dale, Common Sense Retirement Planning. Thank you for joining us, 98.9 WORD. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm a pilot and I've stopped using most of the widespread weather apps because they don't give an accurate view. I've gone back to using the raw National Weather Service data and interpreting it myself. Texter writes, I use the My Radar app and I let it be. If you watch, if you watch Chris Justice, he will have your rear end building an arc with all the hype. I just read the text line. He's a nice guy. Texter writes, want the answer to the weather and so much more? On Roku Fire Stick TV, it's always free. Genesis Science Network, a lot like 98.9, they tell the truth. Now the texter writes, Tony, spot on. I've been researching the subject for about 6 months now. A great source for catching up is Ben Davidson, the climate dweebs. Really can't stand him. Great show as always, says David and Pickens. Thank you. I got to have Tony Dale back now. Just learning it, that the reason the weather apps don't work anymore is because of the sunspots. And the reason we're having so many earthquakes is because of the sunspots. What the? Okay, it's all nuts, folks, starting with this second Trump assassination attempt. As predicted, this is what's so eerie, by the way, by a Secret Service whistleblower. He said there would be another one before November, and he told us how he knew. We just watched it. Wild.